The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hello and welcome to Blooming Rainbow, a podcast about the struggles and history of the LGBTQ plus community. And now your host, Stephanie Nunez. Hello, welcome back to another episode of Blooming Rainbow. Once again, I am your host, Stephanie Nunez, and I am so happy that you're here. I was really scared that I wasn't going to like podcasting or writing my own podcast, but it feels nice to be able to just talk to you and not feel self-conscious about what I'm going to talk about or who I'm talking to. It's also nice to just get my thoughts out somewhere, even if it is just a podcast. I wasn't 100% sure what I wanted to make this specific episode about, but after some thought, I think that I just want to not vent or rant, just kind of talk about it. I want to talk about how many of us don't feel loved, like we feel unloved for who we are or what we identify as. I also want to talk about the frustrations of having to label yourself and having to come out. Because in reality, sexuality and how you feel isn't supposed to fit a cookie cutter type of thing. And if it does, that's 100% okay. But I think the damage comes when people think that it has to be that way 100% of the time. And guess what? It doesn't have to be like that at all. There is a spectrum and a lot of us fall on different parts of it. For example, I don't know what to call myself. Simply because I've had a girlfriend before. I've been interested in women, but I've also been interested in men. But it's weird because my first real relationship was with a girl. And now I feel that I wouldn't be able to get that from a guy. But maybe that's also because I just got out of it and I'm still hung up on the idea of the relationship, that it's hard to imagine anything else besides that. And sometimes it's scary to think that I only am attracted to girls, because what if girls aren't attracted to me? I mean, that's fine. And also maybe it's still this breakup stage or whatever. I just think like, oh no, no one's gonna love me or no one's ever gonna wanna be with me ever again, which is completely false. Let me just say that. Everyone is worthy and deserving of love, regardless of who you are, how you identify, where you come from. You are deserving of love. Whatever has made you feel that you're not is wrong, because everyone has good qualities. No one is simply a good or bad person. Everything is not black and white. Everyone has good qualities and everyone has bad qualities. You just have to make sure that you find the person that makes you happy and makes you comfortable. You have to find someone that loves you for you and doesn't want to change you to love you a little bit more. And me saying this makes me a little sad, because I realize now that in my past relationship, I tried to tweak a couple things and change her, and that wasn't okay because she's her own person and she deserves to be with someone that loves her for her. And I also deserve to be with someone that is thoughtful and doesn't need to be asked to be caring. By that, I mean, I shouldn't have to ask you, and you shouldn't have to ask your significant other to put in some effort in the relationship. Communication is very important, but there are certain qualities that should just come naturally to you if you truly, truly care about your significant other. Your significant other should want to give you the world and should want to go out of their way to do things for you and learn your love language and love you in that way. You shouldn't have to beg for it. You are deserving of every ounce of love in the world. And I think that isn't said enough, and we definitely don't hear it enough, because there are so many people in the world who truly believe that they are unlovable. I think it also has to do with the fact that a lot of people don't get into serious relationships in high school or even in the beginning of college. And that's 100% okay. Growing up with no one having an interest in you really screws you up. You grow up thinking that you are not valued or that the people around you don't want you, when in fact that's not true. Many of the times we just have to move and change literally geographically to find the people that love us and find people that we will love as well. And many people are lucky to just grow up in a place where they do find their significant other, and that's also 100% correct. Like, that's fine. Everyone's path is different. Everyone's journey is different, and there should be no shame in it. Absolutely no shame. I could ramble about this all day, but there, I want to get to a specific point. There is no love as important as self-love. I don't know about you, but I've heard this so many times. I've heard people tell me that you have to love yourself before anyone else could love you. I don't agree with that wholeheartedly, but I do believe that you become a more loving person when you love yourself. And with that, I'm trying to say, if you don't love yourself, you're always going to self-sabotage yourself. If you get into a relationship but you don't love yourself, you are not going to let your significant other fully love you because you don't think you're deserving of that. So while I do think that you do have to love yourself for others to love you, I don't think it means that you are unlovable because you don't love yourself. I think that phrase would be better suited to be used as a, you have to love yourself so you can allow others to love you. Because if you don't, you're never going to let anyone break through those walls. Then you're never going to let anyone love you because of that mindset. And I've definitely dealt with this, and I know you have because everyone has. But last year, I started to get a lot of acne, and I never had acne. My skin was super clear. It was glowy. It was spotless. And then COVID hit, and all of my hormones just went crazy. And it definitely has to do with my hormones because I also have irregular periods and I have other symptoms of PCOS that I'm going to bring up to my doctor because I'm a little bit worried. The point is, I was breaking out a lot and my skin was really dry and flaky and red, and I couldn't even look at myself in the mirror without crying. It was a daily thing that just, I would wake up and it was the first thing I thought of. And I became super distant from people. I wouldn't go out with my friends. I would invite my girlfriend over, but only if we were in the dark, because I just couldn't bear for her to see me this way. And now I still have acne and I still have a lot of scars, and my skin is not as dry and flaky, so that's a plus. But it definitely is something that still bothers me, but not to the point where I isolate myself anymore. What I'm trying to get to is, everything is a journey and everyone's path is different. Like I said before, but no one is going to go harder for you than yourself. And the moment I realized that I was worth it, that I had value, even if my skin was not clear, was a moment I started feeling happier. I remember I was talking to my neurologist about this, and he looked at me in the eyes, and I tear up every time I remember this, because that moment was also just a complete shift to my mentality. But he said, "You're so worried about your skin and it's consuming your life. Have you seen a sunset before? Have you seen just how beautiful a sunset is? Now that's life." And it sounds really cliche and it sounds really corny, but I was depressed. I lost so much weight, and my mom was so concerned, and none of my clothes fit me, and I had no energy to get up. I had no will to do anything, and I would lay in bed and do absolutely nothing. And I felt myself just kind of, how I described it was drowning, but drowning in a very shallow river that the current would get faster when I felt worse. And like the only thing that was above the water were like my eyes, my nose, and my mouth. Like everything else was submerged. And that is really the only way I could explain how I felt. And getting out of that was really hard. And I went to therapy and I started talking to people and I started taking medication, and it really helped me be better. And from there, it helped my self-love journey. And I'm not saying you have to do exactly that to feel better, because like I said, everyone's journey is different. But sometimes it takes really challenging times for us to grow. Like how Kali Uchi said in her song, "After the storm is when the flowers grow." And you know what? We gotta grow. We can't get stuck. We gotta keep moving forward. And we just gotta keep trying, you know, even when it feels that we're drowning. Well, enough sadness. Let's move on to just frustrations about having to label yourself. So as you've already heard, I don't label my sexuality just because it's confusing and I don't know what I am. And that's 100% okay. If you don't know who you are, don't even worry about it, because you and I are so young. And if you're not from Dominican and you're listening to this and you're older than I am, you are so young, okay? But what I'm trying to get at is you have time. You have time to figure things out, so don't rush them. Everyone thinks that they have to fit into this mold or fit into this description, but you don't. Like, why do we have to? It really is just a societal standard to believe that you have to label yourself to be something, to be someone. I don't think that's necessarily true, because when we're growing, there's a lot of uncertainty. There's always a lot of fluctuation there, always a lot of just simply change. And there's also a lot of confusion. And I sometimes, being confused is okay, because I think when you're confused, you ask yourself all the right questions. Of course, you can overthink and go down the rabbit hole, which I do a lot, but many of those times it has helped me want to be who I am, or it's gotten me closer to being who I am. When people ask me about my sexuality, I kind of just look at them and I shrug, because I don't know. And knowing to say that you don't know is so powerful. It is so freeing to acknowledge that you don't know. And that goes for everything. If you don't know how to do something, don't lie and say that you do, because that's only going to put more pressure on you. But if you're also someone that is struggling with your sexuality or your identity as a person, I just really want you to know that it's okay. Take your time. You are you, and that is all that matters. You are valuable and you are worthy regardless of what you choose to identify as. Because at the end of the day, only you know you. You know what you can bring to the table and you know what your capabilities are. Knowing your worth is one of the most rebellious things I think you could do. That and self-care. Because we live in a world, we live in a country where taking care of yourself is a privilege, and it shouldn't be. They don't want you to rest. They want you to keep grinding, and they want you to never take a day off. But that's wrong. Learn to be your authentic self. That can mean so many different things. For me, personally, I've always dressed in a very nonchalant... Is that even correct to say? Anyway, I've always dressed in a very manner, if that makes sense. Like, it's literally just shirt and jeans, which is completely fine. But I knew that I wanted something different. So for me, being my authentic self means dressing how I want to be dressed. Because I always censored how I wanted to dress because of my parents. Now that I'm away for college, I get to express myself, and my expression comes from what I wear and also what I share with others, whether that be social media posts, Instagram posts, or just making videos. That's another thing. I love making videos and editing them, and I love it. I'm not really good or anything. It's nothing high tech or whatever. I just use InShot for all of my videos that I post, and I think it's the greatest thing ever. But for you, it could be completely different. Maybe you like to write. Maybe you like to write poems, or you like to make podcasts. Maybe you like to crochet, which is something I also do. There are so many things you could do. You could paint, you can make little things out of clay, ceramics, gardening. There are just so many ways that you can express yourself, and they are all beautiful. And all of those things can make you happy, and all of those things can show your authentic self. And you can still have not chosen to label yourself. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because what I'm trying to say is, don't focus so much on trying to label yourself. Because you can do so much without having to do that. Don't let it consume you. Don't let it ruin your day, your week, or even your month, or your years. Because you are so much more than that. You are so unique and so full of light that you don't even know. And I really hope that you're able to find peace within yourself and find the things that you love to do and express yourself in the way that you want to. Because it is so powerful, and you will feel so powerful and free once you embrace who you are. And it's not easy to do. Oh, it's definitely not easy to do. And it can take weeks, months, even years. And that is 100% okay. Because once again, everyone's path, everyone's journey is completely different. And there is no shame in that at all. All right. That is all for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I hope you're able to find even just a little bit of peace this week. See you next week. Thank you.